With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Some Israeli troops are leaving Gaza.
On Sunday, Israel's military announced it was drawing back forces from the 98th Paratroopers Division, who had been operating in the area of Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. The Hamas stronghold has been the main focus of Israel's offensive in recent months. That brings Israeli troop levels in Gaza to some of the lowest levels since the war began, raising questions about plans for the war going forward, especially the fate of the southernmost Gaza city of Rafah. The prospect of an Israeli offensive has raised global alarm, including from top ally the US, which has demanded to see a credible plan to protect civilians.
Also at SRNnews.com, man is now under arrest for setting the fire at a veteran lawmaker's Vermont office.
Federal prosecutors say Shant Sogomonian has been charged with setting a fire outside Senator Bernie Sanders' Burlington, Vermont office on Friday. The lawmaker was not there and no one was injured. Officials say Sogomonian, who is 35 and previously of Northridge, California, entered the building, went to Sanders' third floor office, where security video showed him spraying a liquid on the door and setting it on fire. The motive remains unclear. The building suffered some fire and water damage.
Researchers say most cancer drugs that have been granted accelerated approval by the FDA do not deliver on their early promise. Program allows the FDA to grant early approval to drugs that show favorable initial results against disease. In exchange, drug companies expected to do rigorous testing. The study found there were 46 cancer drugs granted. Of those, 43% extended patients' lives. This is SRN News. Well, Florida's heartbeat bill is about to go into effect.
Beginning on May 1st, abortion will be banned in the Sunshine State as soon as an unborn child's heartbeat can be detected, usually about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The Florida Supreme Court has rejected a challenge to the measure, which is similar to legislation already in place in other states. Meanwhile, abortion advocates are working on a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the Florida Constitution this November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds Americans agree on a number of the country's fundamental values. The APNORC survey reveals 90% of adults say the right to vote and equal protection under the law are very important. However, while 58% of Republicans think a culture grounded in Christian values and beliefs is essential in America, only 18% of Democrats agree. This is SRN News. Conservationists in Maine want lawmakers to ask voters whether to approve millions of dollars in improvements to the state's outdoor trail network.
Maine has long been a destination for hikers, cyclists, and other outdoor adventurers. And the state has more than 14,000 miles of snowmobile trails alone. A proposal before the Maine legislature would ask voters to approve $30 million in public money for development and maintenance of trails. A coalition of more than 500 organizations, businesses, and towns in the state has rallied for the proposal to go to voters. John Scott reporting.
What a year for South Carolina. The Gamecocks have completed a perfect season, ending Iowa's historic run with an 87-55 win today in the NCAA Women's Championship game. The Gamecocks finished the season 38-0. More details at srnnews.com.